Welcome to worship. I'm Pastor Diane Loffman, and we are First Lutheran Church, Faith, Love, Community. Today is the first Sunday of Christmas. It is also known as the third day of Christmas. There are 12 of them, so don't throw that Christmas tree out yet. We have 12 full days to celebrate this season of such joy. We continue with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who was in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God of goodness and loving kindness, we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to new life. We have turned away from the lowly and downtrodden. In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins, those we know and those known only to you, for the sake of the one who came to live among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Hear the good news of peace and salvation. God forgives us all our sins, not through our own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. With all who come to the manger, rejoice in this amazing gift of grace. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, good morning, young disciples. This Sunday, we are going to hear the story of Anna and Simeon. Now, these are two people that long awaited for the coming of Jesus. They waited their whole lives to hold this baby Jesus in their own hands. This is not dissimilar to your grandparents or other aunts and uncles, friends of your parents even, that prayed and longed and hoped for this day for you to come into the world. They bought you precious clothes, they hugged and kissed you, they made you special blankets, and you might even have those still today as keepsakes of that precious time. And so God loves you with the same kind of love. And how wonderful is this? So give your parents and your loved ones a hug in your home this day and give thanks to God for their love in your life.
The kings, the wise men, the magi, whichever you want to call them, they have not made it yet. They have their gifts, and they are still traveling. Look, they're all the way back here, and they've got a ways to go. The star has moved in the sky, and it's way up there, and they are making it on their journey because they want to come and celebrate and honor this Christ child. I think it's going to take a couple more weeks, but they're getting closer. Thanks for tuning in.
A reading from Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Oh.
live in a sanitized world, even more so now that this pandemic has happened. Nurses put on synthetic gloves before giving a patient their vaccine or their shot. We refrigerate the food that we consume, even when it's unnecessary. And anything left out overnight becomes suspect and edible and inedible. We toss out fruits and vegetables for the simplest imperfection, like a bruise on an apple or the slightest squish in a potato. Even the photos we put on social media are often filtered so that we can alter our own image to fit the standards of Western beauty. And without knowing it, we create boundaries and make distinctions between what constitutes as good and what constitutes as bad. And the Israelites are no different. They too have conceptions for what is pure and profane, and this truth is made clear in the impurity laws of Leviticus, chapters 11 through 15 more specifically. So if you're feeling especially curious to open your Bibles this morning and go to the often not looked into Leviticus, be my guest this morning. These impurity laws have to do with matters that cause contamination or uncleanliness. It is important to note that in the most basic sense, ultimate cleanliness and holiness belongs to God, and everything that is not of God is considered the opposite of God, or that which is profane. So, purity is not always based on some ethical sense of good or bad in the way that you're probably thinking of right now, but is set forth by the will of God. In these chapters, the impurity laws attempt to create clean-cut categories of what belongs to God's realm and what does not. That which is profane infringes upon the holiness that abides in the world, which causes chaos, and God's ordering of creation is disrupted. Ritual became a way for the Israelites to respond to the problem of the brokenness of humanity and preserves God's presence in the midst of their community and in creation. Because humanity will always be, well, human and not divine, some defilement is unavoidable, even for these so-called holy people like priests. But luckily, impurity can be removed by ritual action. This is what these Levitical impurity laws set out to do. And this is where we find Mary, Jesus, and Joseph in the gospel reading this morning. They are steeped in the Jewish story, Jewish law, and tradition. And as an observant Jewish family, they do right by their faith and their people and go through all the necessary steps for purification following childbirth, which is prescribed in Leviticus 12, which reads, and this should remind you of what we just heard in the gospel. When the days of her purification are completed, whether for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a lamb in its first year for a burnt offering. And if she cannot afford a sheep, she shall take two turtle doves or two pigeons, one for burnt offering and the other for sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement on her behalf, and she shall be clean. It doesn't matter that Jesus is the Son of God. They do what they are called to do by law and by tradition. And so they take their son to the temple so that Mary can be purified, so that Jesus can be circumcised and be presented to God and to their community. Now let's pause here for a minute and think for a moment of how astonishing this is. How absolutely human this is. Wouldn't you think that the Son of God would be exempt from something such as this? You'd think that God, in all God's majesty and glory and infinitude, could not possibly be brought to the temple for a purification rite, let alone be circumcised and awed and awed over by strangers. Even the Queen of England, who is of course not divine, but holds power as both monarch and as head of state, both as monarch and as the head of the Church of England, and she cannot be touched by other people. There was a scandal in 2009 when then First Lady Michelle Obama and President Barack Obama, broke etiquette by Michelle placed her hand gently on the Queen's back while they engaged in conversation. It was a human enough response in connecting with someone, but the media just exploded over Michelle's behavior. The rules have always been clear. Do not touch the Queen. And here we are in the Gospel of Luke, hearing of humanity touching Jesus. We don't have to wonder if he shrieked when he was circumcised. He most certainly did, for that's what our sons do when they are circumcised. We don't wonder if he is made his mother tired or happy with his sleep schedules, his feedings, his giggles and burps, because we know that our children do too. God, who is ever infinitely expansive and holy and sacred, is being held in this particular time, this particular place, and in the person of Jesus, the Son of Mary. And this should strike us with awe. All those boundaries of purity and profanity have been crossed by Jesus in his taking on flesh and being born into the midst of humanity. Knowing this truth, I can't help but be emotional when I read on and hear both the prophecies and the joys of Simeon and Anna. Like a doting grandfather and grandmother, they grasp this divine child with the very hands that they clasped together in prayer when beseeching God to deliver their people from captivity. Simeon, who had long awaited this day, proclaims, "Now you're dismissing your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, this light, for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." In saying this, he knows his life has found its end, its joy, and its purpose. There is something radical in this meeting of life and death. It's like the turning of the soil in a garden, the decomposing vegetation providing nutrients for the soil, in turn making way for new growth. The old has met the new, and through the old will new life be found. Jesus has created a path forward for us through the people of Israel. No more will humanity be separated from God, for God has purified all flesh by coming and dwelling in it. Indeed, God is with us. God has made the stuff of humanity holy by identifying God's self in it. So if this morning you find yourself feeling a little bit separated from God, or a little unworthy of God's embrace, hear this good news. God is with you. Christ has been born, and his coming has changed everything. May it be so. Amen. Joining our voices with the songs of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Night and day, all creation praises you, O God. Strengthen your church across nations, denominations, and traditions. Fill us with wisdom and unify our proclamation of your forgiveness and mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
All creation is holy to you, O God. You cause the earth to bring forth its shoots and gardens to spring up. Protect hibernating animals and frozen lands that wait earnestly for longer days of awakening and growth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
The nations are upheld by your hand, O God. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth, inspiring leaders to serve with compassion and integrity. Send your spirit of discernment upon legislators grappling with complex decisions for the sake of the common good. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Send the spirit of your Son into our hearts, O God. Come quickly to hearts that race with fear, hearts that break with grief, and hearts that long for wholeness. Reveal your power to heal and to save. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Adopt us into your family, O God. Bless our elders with the peace and joy of Simeon and Anna. Strengthen those who have retired, those who work in older age, and those in need of income, food, company, or health care. Connect young and old across generations. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray now for ourselves and for others in our lives who need your healing touch. I invite you to name either aloud or silently in your hearts those that need prayer this day. Let us depart in peace, O God, according to your word. For all your saints, we give you thanks. Prepare our salvation in the sight of all your witnesses of every time and place. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Peace. You are invited to use our digital offering plate at this time. Simply send a text to 218-325-9525, and you can find that in your bulletin. Or you can go ahead and keep using the same means that you have been during this time, through the mail or dropping it off at the church office. We thank you for joining us in serving God in this world. We are certainly grateful for your generosity.
Thank you.
How silently the wondrous gift is given. Open our hearts and our hands to receive this child. Bless our offerings of gratitude as outpourings of your light, that they might be used to share in word and deed with all who hunger for the good news you bring. Through the Christ child, we pray. Amen.
As we travel through the uncertainties of this time, we remember the journey of Mary and Joseph. We remember no place in the inn, the wilderness of the stable, and the visits of shepherds and kings. We take bread, remembering that as God sustained this holy family, God sustains us. We break off a piece of bread, touching, tasting, and seeing, remembering our God, breath of heaven come to earth. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, as our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, who sent the Holy Spirit to Mary, proclaimed joy through the angels, sent the shepherds with good news, and led the Magi by a star, bless you this day through the Word made flesh. Amen.
Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus.
Thanks be to God.